Next, let's remember a man who beat the drum for others. Archie Green was a teacher, folklorist, and advocate best known for documenting the culture of workers, their stories, songs, and daily rituals. Green died Sunday at age 91, and now NPR's Tom Cole documents his life.
Archie Green was a worker. Never mind that he wrote 8 books and hundreds of articles, had a PhD, produced records. When asked what he was, he'd often say, a shipwright. He spent the years before and after World War II in the shipyards along San Francisco Bay. Green said he had to work hard to learn the job, and he was proud of it. But he left the shipyards for school.
Archie combined the two big loves of his life. Folklore, which is all about knowing people and interviewing people and making a relationship, and the other was work.
That's Peggy Bulger, the director of the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. She says Green had a knack for getting people to talk about themselves. Green told NPR in 2005 about a research trip during which a woman, dying in a nursing home, volunteered to sing for him.
Pity me all day, pity me all day, pity me, my darling, and take me far away. Yonder stands that spinning room ball.
It's apparently our oldest industrial ballad in continuous oral tradition. It's a camera snapshot into working conditions in textile mills in New England.
All I say to you factory girls, come see me if you can.
Archie Green's real talent, though, may have been his ability to inspire others to dig up these songs and stories. Musician Stephen Wade remembers seeing Green one day in a hallway in the Library of Congress.
And all these librarians and folklorists and administrators were standing around him. And there was this guy in a T-shirt. And his hands was in the air, and they were listening to him just freely associate. And I realized that's Socrates in a T-shirt.
Like the Greek philosopher, Archie Green was known for prodding his listeners to think and act. And not just academics. Mike Muniz met Green in 1982. Muniz was a California pile driver, one of the construction workers who sinks the foundations for bridges and buildings. He'd been collecting the history of his union, never dreaming he would put it down on paper. Green pushed him to write.
He was there every step of the way. He never wrote anything for me. He would never do the work. He made sure I did all the work. And that was one of Archie's gifts, is that he was truly an organizer. He was an organizer in a different sense, but he was a union organizer, and he could get people to stand up and start something and finish it.
Muniz finished a book about pile driving. Archie Green even managed the unlikely task of organizing members of Congress, lobbying them relentlessly to pass the American Folklife Preservation Act of 1976, unanimously. It established the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Green's goal was to have the workers' stories told in the Marble Mansion, to bring academia and the working world together, to help show the plurality that makes democracy possible. That was the end to all of his means, as he wrote in one of his books, read by Stephen Wade.
Do we ask too much by calling for equity and democracy in cultural life? The peasant fiddler is as worthy as a symphony violinist, the village cobbler more precious than a pair of boots.
Tom Cole, NPR News.
5 cents that you gave them, and just go away, and please let us be.